KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, the Plymouth City Council voted to move forward on a number of changes at City Hall Thursday night. The council 2 weeks ago spent hours debating the proposed personnel changes. The council approved changing the city planner position from an outside consultant to an in-house position. The change in the planning position was supported as a way to reduce cost and to retain the services of the current city planner, Aaron Ventura. Those opposed raised concerns over the process of filling that position and cast doubts on the long-term cost savings. The decision split the council on a 3-2 vote, with Marianne Ackerland and Valerie Kleinfelter opposed, and council members White, Amoruso, and Sim voted to approve. The council also approved changing the current financial director position to the assistant city manager. The duties and hours for this position will increase from three-quarters to full-time, with a corresponding increase in salary. The council also approved a $5,000 a year increase in the salaries for the Deputy Director of Public Works and Administrative Assistant. These two reflect the increased duties assigned to both. Each of these changes was approved on a 4-1 vote, with Kleinfelter the dissenting vote on both.
And California counties can expect to spend an estimated $215 million to conduct a statewide special recall election of Governor Newsom. According to a report compiled by the California Department of Finance, that's more than $200 million that local public health officials requested in this past year's budget to help them recover from the COVID-19 pandemic and prepare for future challenges. Last month, the coalition of county organizations requested lawmakers include recall election funding in the 2021 Budget Act. The Department of Finance asked for cost estimates from all 58 California counties, so a provision may be included in the budget, which is due next Tuesday. Under a provision passed earlier this year, all California registered voters will receive a mail ballot for special elections held in 2021, similar to the 2020 presidential election. Cost to individual counties ranged from a few hundred thousand dollars, to tens of millions. The recall election will cost Amador County an estimated $113,440 and cost Calaveras County $189,597. Now, the chances of the recall successfully removing Newsom remain slim, according to experts and pollsters. But they have been wrong before, folks. A recent survey found support for recalling the governor stands at only 36%.
Well, with the school district's budget improving, the Amador County School Board has approved a pay increase for all district employees. The state of California is running a large budget surplus, and school districts are sharing in the fiscal good news. Meeting Wednesday night, the Amador School Board approved pay increases across all positions. The district's teachers will receive a 4.25% salary increase, plus an additional 2% increase. The move is intended to make district salaries more competitive with other school districts in the region. Amador Unified School District salaries have traditionally lagged behind other districts. The new teacher salaries can range from $46,000 per year up to $96,000 per year, depending on certification and experience. All told, the district will spend just over $1 million next fiscal year on the salary increase for teachers and $600,000 on the increased pay for non-teacher employees. The pay increase applies to administrative staff as well. For example, top level of pay for a high school principal in the district will be increased from $107,000 per year to $120,000 per year. The board also voted a small increase in their own pay.
And the Amador County Sheriff's Office reminding area residents about safe and responsible hunting and target shooting. The office often gets calls for service involving shooting that results in it being legal target practice, but they still do investigate all calls thoroughly. With that said, target shooting also does result in wildfires each year. Ricochets from bullets hitting steel or rock can produce sparks, lighting dry material. Hot days and dry conditions add to that risk. Also, all target shooting has been suspended on National Forest and BLM lands due to extreme fire danger. Always be aware of your backdrop. Think before you plink.
And music will return to Calaveras County Parks this summer, courtesy of the Calaveras Arts Council. According to Kathy Mazzaferro, who's the Calaveras County Arts Council Executive Director, the Music in the Park series will begin next Wednesday, June 16th, with the Cool Shifters. They'll play at Jenny Lynn's Veterans Park in Valley Springs. The concert series will then continue on Wednesday nights from 6:30 to 8:30 throughout the summer at various parks throughout the county. The concerts are free of charge and donation jars will be passed around. For complete information, visit calaverasarts.org. That's calaverasarts.org.
And roadwork this week, or excuse me, next week, starting next week, running through the 25th. Couple locations here in Amador County. Closures on Clinton Road, and then also a section of Ridge Road, Clinton Road. The closure will be between Butte Mountain Road and Butte Mountain Cutoff. That's for culvert replacement the 15th. That's next Tuesday through Friday the 25th. And those delays are from, or excuse me, closure from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Butte Mountain Cutoff to Butte Mountain Road, or opposite direction, Butte Mountain Road to the cutoff, your alternate route. And then the Ridge Road work, again, same time period, Tuesday the 15th through Friday the 25th, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., full closure for culvert replacement between Toma Lane and Tanyard Hill Road off Ridge. Alternate route is Climax.
And you can give the gift of life on Monday at the Ione Community Blood Drive, sponsored by Christie Roots Insurance. It runs from 1:30 to 5:30 at Evelyn Bishop Hall. Please bring a photo ID. Eat well, drink plenty of water prior to donating. For more information, you can call Christie Roots Insurance, 754-4543.
And the Amador County Fair Rodeo Queen Competition is now open. The event, open to young women aged 16 to 25 as of January 1st, must be an Amador County resident or from a contiguous county, Sacramento, San Joaquin, Calaveras, or El Dorado. Orientation and application deadline is today by 6:30. Get more info and download the application packet online at AmadorCountyFair.com. If you have any questions, please contact Rodeo Queen Coordinator Shasta Rogers at 770-5538.
And again, a quick reminder for you that tomorrow there will be a tire amnesty, mattress drop-off, and e-waste collection event in front of the Amador County Airport in the gravel lot off of Airport Road. It runs from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Again, no commercial or business tires. Tires must be less than 40 inches in diameter. That is free for Amador County residents. And e-waste does not include appliances like refrigerators, stoves, etc. E-waste is TVs, monitors, modems, computers, items like that. Again, it runs from 8 to noon on Airport Road on Sutter Hill. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's KVGCRadio.com.